in the landscape this morning. Going out to Chandler to bring Margaret into the conversation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. My daughter just bought a house in Gilbert, and their yard is bare. You know, it's not a very big yard, but it's still a square yard. I was wondering, how do they start planning on the backyard?
Well, we start with the wish list. We want to see what you want to do in the area, and we want to talk about how you want to use the space. From there, we kind of know the questions to ask to try and draw out that information, and then start making some suggestions as to how we might want to utilize the space. And if you want a patio, or you need shade, or if you're a gardener, or if you're not a gardener, if you want to have a little grass and it fits in, or if that's the worst thing you ever thought of. So it depends on you. We want to fit that landscape design to you and your lifestyle.
And we had mentioned earlier with our last caller about Queen Creek, what's in your neighborhood. If this is a bare backyard, chances are this is a new development. Most of them are. There's probably some landscape in the front, some decomposed granite, a few 5-15 gallon trees. What are some, how do you go shopping for a landscape? What would be their next step if they wanted to see what are some unique things available? What are some native things available?
Right. And looking at the neighborhood is a great way to gather information. You're going to see what's common in that area. Also, if it is a newer home, you're going to want to do a little bit of research and just make sure there aren't any kind of landscape restrictions or guidelines for your neighborhood. There may be certain things that they're not going to be too happy if you went in that direction, particularly if you have a view fence or a situation where others can see into your yard. Backyards are usually much less of a concern than fronts, of course.
As long as you don't build anything that goes above a block wall, generally.
Yeah, all those standard rules apply. Look at the neighbors. Look to see what's common in the neighborhood. And then, of course, if you'd like to just go kind of shopping for plants and see what you like and you don't like, and it's kind of a new thing to you, go visit a local nursery. Go for a stroll. Have a nice little Saturday morning out there while you're listening to Rosie in the House in your headphones and walking up and down looking at the plants.
Botanical Garden's a great place to go look as well. Sending people there. Or Boys Thompson, they're out in Chandler. They're not that far from the Arboretum out past near Superior. Get an idea. Idea of everything that this state has to offer. There's a lot of unique things. Every time I'm out, you would think it's amazing when I go in the desert how many plants I don't know when I get asked. You know, I see them and I don't think about them just because I've always seen them. But when we have kids and what's that? I'm like, bush.
It's a plant. Oh yeah.
Let's see how we can help Mike this morning.
Good morning, guys. I've got. Two oleanders that were planted on the east side of the house to give some shade to the windows, but they've gotten to be about 20 feet tall, and they're only maybe 10 feet from the house. I'm worried about the foundation. How would I eradicate this?
Well,
let's first, are oleanders a root problem that you see? I see them close to houses without a lot of problems.
They have a very dense root system, and if you are going to take those out, you do need to make sure you get the root ball out and the crown of the root ball out, or they'll come back.
It's a multi-step system.
Yes.
What do you start with?
I think you said dynamite.
I start with flamethrower. Then dynamite, then a backhoe, then I call in the airstrike.
Yes. In that order.
They're tough.
Yeah.
They are really, really tough. 20 foot tall.
That's a tree.
That's a serious root ball he's got. It's a backhoe. He's going to have a backhoe. That's more than you can hand dig out, isn't it?
It's not fun if you're doing it by hand. Whoa. It's just intense amount of labor. Machinery would really speed up the process. So, and I agree with you. I think a small machine or maybe a little front track hoe or something to get in there and get that rip ball out. Or it's just going to be an intensive grab a shovel, a pick, and an axe and go at it.
You go in there with some trimming tool, either by hand or power, and trim it off as close to knee level or lower. You know,
start digging.
Just get it cut back.
And I really don't know of any other way to do it. It's hard work. Obviously, that's why, let a machine do the work if you can. Or hire a pro. Hire somebody to take it out.
There you go.
And his concern was that it was going to be too close to the foundation.
It could be.
I've not seen a lot of oleanders create foundation problems.
I wouldn't want them any closer than 5 to 8, maybe 10 feet away from the house. Any closer than that. But I don't want any roots other than my little vincas up against my house or foundation. I'm kind of obsessive about it.
And we don't want to be watering by the foundation either.
You don't. Right. You don't. There's nothing you want there. So,
nope.
Good luck. Airstrike. That's my vote.
if you're not familiar with operating heavy machinery, you could always call, like Bill said, a professional. I know y'all have some equipment, and you're very capable of handling those situations.
Sure.
Back to kind of what we started off today, wrapping up the landscape hour, drainage. Make sure if you've seen ponding around your home.
And pay attention if you've done a landscape project and you're noticing there's water where you never had water before. If it's a problem, you can always call us for a free consultation. We'll be more than happy to come out and take a look at it.
The number?
480-922-9497.
If there's not a problem there yet,
well,
there will be.
We hope there's not going to be one. Right.
If it's ponding, it'll eventually create some kind of problem.
Hey, y'all stay tuned. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We mentioned something last week called super cooling your house. We actually demonstrated how, for a particular customer of ours, we took his air conditioning bill from $700 a month to under $300 a month using the same amount of electricity, but by using a tactic called super cooling. And then I had an exchange with a celebrity you all know about a bathroom remodel he wanted to do. It's hilarious. Stay tuned. I'm going to share it with y'all.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.